Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
When I think of the tavern shootings, when I think of people being murdered while they've gone out simply to have a good time, I can't help but think of the words of William Shakespeare when he said, "Hell is empty and all the devils are here." It's just the most appalling set of circumstances and people that would attack others who are just out having a good time, likely unarmed, but nevertheless seeing the end of their days for absolutely no reason. What is going on? What is the reason behind it? And do we have enough policing to try and deal with this type of situation? Matthew Parks is the Parliamentary Coordinator for Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Hope you are well.
I am indeed, but absolutely horrified. And I guess the first question is, and we're going to talk to you about the number of police available, but I guess the first question is this new? Has this been happening all the time and we just ignored it? Or is this a new phenomenon that has suddenly started hitting the country?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, I think we should be naturally shocked to see, 15 people, 22 people dying in these taverns, the one in Soweto, the one in East London. I think it'd be quite worrying if we weren't traumatized and shocked by this massive loss of life, the senseless carnage. It's difficult to know what are the causes, because we haven't seen, in the East London case, the autopsy report. There are also kind of preliminary indications there could be some kind of issue around, oxygen or something. I mean, that's just a brutal criminal act. And it could be an issue of rivalry among tavern owners. It could be some sort of gang issue. But, I mean, it's quite worrying. And, we hope the police will be able to crack it, because if you don't, you send a message to society that you can get away with blatant criminal activities. There will be no consequence.
Absolutely. And of course, we're seeing it in Pietermaritzburg, Soweto. We're seeing it absolutely across the country. I do get the sense that the one in East London will be a bit different, in that that was a tragic incident that happened, different to people going with balaclavas and just mowing others down. What is your sense in terms of policing? Are we short of police officers? Is it about deployment? What are you seeing?
It's both. We're about half the international norm for the amount of police officers per people in society. So that's one issue. But, we've seen a significant decline in the number of active police officers. About 5 years ago, we had about 192,000. That itself was a decrease when we had gone over about 200,000 under the Mbeki administration. We're now sitting at about 172,000 police officers. So the police are employing an additional 12,000 people or personnel over this year, but that's against a backdrop of a likely about 10,000 police officers retiring, resigning, and so forth. So it's quite worrying. So we shouldn't be surprised when crime levels rise. But even the police officers we have, about two-thirds of them are deployed to head office, to provincial offices, to desk jobs. We really need to have more police officers on the ground in community policing, visible policing. Police deploy to specialized units like detectives or intelligence or child abuse, etc. And also there's another issue that police are often inadequately trained. They go straight from the training college into active policing. There's the issue of resources, amount of vehicles which are working, the amount of bulletproof vests which are available, amount of continuous ongoing training. So it really is a huge amount of challenges, and it's really tying the arms behind the back of the police officers who really do want to do their job, who are committed to serving the country. And I think we should also be worried about what we pay our police officers. A constable makes about 180,000 rand or so a year, memory serves me right. So now you expect this officer, who barely survives, can barely afford a house for his family. Now you set him up to go and deal with criminals, with syndicates who are well-resourced. And for them to give a police officer 50,000 rand is pocket change, Yet we expect this police officer to risk his life to be above any possible temptation to corruption, etc. So I think really we need to do far better besides our police officers, There is a law now going to Parliament to start populating a forensic database, a DNA database, And right now, we really lack a sufficient database. So if we find your fingerprints or your DNA at a crime scene, we really have no idea who you are, you know? So that's starting to be populated. And we hope those are the kind of interventions that will really begin to capacitate our police service and bring it back to what it used to be, which is a very effective crime-fighting organization. But we've seen over the past decade plus, it really has deteriorated significantly.
Is it being taken seriously? If we look at Bekele's reaction to being questioned, it was extremely, extremely disturbing in that he obfuscated, he attacked the messenger, whereas whether he has issues with the messenger or not is completely beside the point. The point was that the points raised, the issues raised, were valid, and yet they weren't addressed. Do you think that they are being taken seriously, or is it really just about protecting positions?
I don't know. I mean, when Bekele started, I think he got a lot of support from the police officers because he raised a lot of the issues. But the fact that this chap, Ian Cameron, was raising, Bekele himself was raising the very same issues when he became Minister of Police.
Interesting.
And I think he knew some of those issues as Commissioner of Police.
Right.
But I think the impetus when people become ministers, they become defensive, because he shouldn't have been defensive.
No.
The issues, as you're saying, were right. Yes,
and
sure,
this is what we're dealing with it, and this is how we're dealing with it.
And police officers would agree that there are real challenges. The issue he raised about 600 dockets per detective, or 300 dockets, whatever it was. How do you expect that detective to actually solve any of those crimes when he's overwhelmed, or she's overwhelmed, you know?
Absolutely.
We really need to have a discussion, because, you know, we talk about rebuilding the economy, attracting investment. You're not going to do that if you're not seen to have a hold on the criminal element, but not seen to having a well-resourced, well-capacitated police service. So we really should be having a discussion. He shouldn't be defensive, because the issues that are being raised are correct issues. And I'm sure it is, take him out of the heat of the moment, of the argument, he actually, I think, would agree with those issues. But I think we really need to see much more kind of, we need to have a discussion and a kind of a national consensus about what needs to be done to rebuild our police service, starting with intelligence and other specialized units.
Absolutely right. Matthew Parks, thank you as always for making yourself available to us, Parliamentary Coordinator for the Congress of South African Trade Union, COSATU.